Do you believe that?
Yes.
The same power. The same power. The same resurrection power. The same power is in you. Right now, the same power. Same thing. Right now in you. Resurrection power running through our veins. Right now. 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 The devil has tried to keep some of you on a very short leash. And today is your day to break out of that. He's a liar and a loser, and he has no authority over you. Break that chain right now. Just break it. You don't have to be tied to anything he's doing. Nothing. Nothing. You got the same power. You can rise up right now. Just rise up right now, whatever it is. If you need healing in your body, come on down here. We're going to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Same power. Woo! I told you there's a lot of power right there. Hallelujah. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Anybody else? Hey, sister. Same power. We agree with joy in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. We agree with her prayers for her friend. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give God some praise, church. Praise the Lord. Boy, you just had some resurrection power right there. Whoop! Glory to God. Well, tell somebody something good and have a seat. Praise the Lord. Say something nice to somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm kind of ringing a little. Can you? Bring it up, bring it down, bring it up. How's that? Praise the Lord. How's that? No? Welcome to the Marble Falls Airport. Sound good? Is that better? Well, while he's working on it. I need to get my Countryman back. That was a better mic. So, Lord, I believe I receive a Countryman back. It's a much better mic that suits me. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to somewhere. I'm just high in the spirit. Sorry. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3:16. Praise the Lord. There's no high like the Most High. Praise God. Where's Patty? Kids church? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:16. Tell me when you get there, say glory.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. How do, Mary? Good to see you. Praise God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So the scripture is going to equip you. Amen? Everybody got that? Scripture going to equip you? Now, God, he said here that he wants us to be equipped. He wants us to be complete. Amen? And so, this is the offering word, so let's just go this way with it. That means if God wants you to be complete, then that means you should have the necessary money to carry out God's will. That's what you should have. And we talked about that last week. And in fact, we've kind of been going down this road of reconfirming and rebuilding these places where maybe, and maybe some of the new folks, they don't know this, whatever the case may be. But actually, God wants you to be able to take care of your family. That's why you should have some money. God wants you to take care of the house of God. That's why you should have some money. There should be enough money to pay your taxes. Hey, I still got the same amens right there. Nobody went, arr. Praise the Lord. In my life, I've heard people say, well, I don't really want to make all that money because I'd have to pay the taxes. I'm like, praise the Lord. Okay. And then, you know, we sow into ministries and give to the poor. So those are all the things that you do with money. You live. It's every day. Wherever you're sleeping, you're paying for it every night, or you did pay for it.
Yeah.
Amen. It's just the way the world runs. So we can't be touchy about money in the church. And the truth is, church, God is willing to bless you much more than minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not about minimum. He's the more than enough God. He's not just enough. He's not lack for sure. He's more than enough. And so the other truth with this would be obedience and servanthood are the prerequisites for being trusted with God's prosperity. I got one amen, praise the Lord, but it is still the truth. Church, grace didn't take the place of obedience.
Right.
Grace gives you the power to be obedient.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Job 36:11 says, if we obey and serve him, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Mm-hmm. So I want to spend my days in prosperity. Yep. Do you?
I do.
I mean, yes. Amen. Of course we do. So, you know, if you're not, then here's an answer for that. I'll just give you the answer. If you're not spending your days in prosperity and pleasure, you're either not obeying God or you're not serving him in the area of life that he called you to do it. That's pretty easy. One of the ways that we serve him would be in tithes and offering. Tithing and giving, actually, those two things create a financial relationship with God. In everything we do, we're looking to create a relationship on a certain level. I've had, actually, Deb has been my business partner since 1983. We've run businesses together and made money together and stuff like that. And I've been in business with some other people, but mostly over a lifetime with Deb, She was my business partner. And, you know, she was a good one, and God's a better one.
That's right.
No offense.
No problem.
God is a good business partner.
No problem.
Thank God he helped us all along the way. Let me tell you, we had some interesting businesses, but he helped us all the way and helped us in the ministries and everything that we've done. And so, but one of the things that we need to ask about, see, just take your correction and get your direction, as Brother Copeland would say. Just take your correction, get your direction. You can get it from God. So if you really want to keep things steady in your life with God, you can just use this gauge that I'm going to give you right now. You just have to keep up with two things. Keep two things on your mind and you will enjoy prosperity. You want to know what they are?
Yeah.
No, really? Do y'all really want to know?
Yeah.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you what they are. Two things that you need to do, and they are obedience and servanthood. Obedience and servanthood. And when you fulfill those two things, then things happen.
Yeah.
They start happening in your life. And I realize I'm preaching to the choir, as they say here. Hey, somebody once asked me, what do you mean when you say you're preaching to the choir? Sometimes you don't realize that people don't know what that means. In other words, I mean that I'm preaching to people who are doing this.
Yeah.
They're obedient and they're servants. Amen. And so, but you want to keep your eye on that. Keep your eye on that all of your days. And then you're going to see yourself be prosperous. And you're going to understand that along the way that God's going to put you on certain paths. He's going to lead you on paths. And being obedient is as simple as following your GPS. Only it's God's spirit that you're following and not that thing in your car, right? And so you just follow what God wants you to do. And when you do these things, you actually stop putting God's integrity on the line because it's not him. Like, why God? Why God? Why God? Why am I not prospering? It's not him, church. He has integrity. He keeps his end of the deal.
Yeah.
If there's failure, it's on your part. It's on my part. Amen? And so, you know, don't fall back into some doctrine that people have made up about, well, he's keeping it, he's not letting me have it because he's teaching me a lesson. No, he'll give you what you'll be responsible for. And in order to be responsible, you have to be a good servant who is obedient. So you're listening to the Lord concerning your finances. What to do, what to buy, where to live, what to give, what to sow, how to give to the poor. All these things you can hear him telling you what to do if you'll listen. How many of you have children? All right. Some of you still have children at home, a few of you. So do you lead them and tell them what to do and how to behave? Did you, those of you that don't have any anymore? Yes, yeah. Some people are still trying to lead their kids that are out of the house, but yeah. Well, I'm just going to go right on there. Anyway, but why would you do that? Why would you lead them? Why would you instruct them? Let's just get real basic here. Why would you do that? Because left without correction. Okay, you just got it, didn't you? Left without correction, left without correct loving discipline. Correct loving discipline. Children make everybody else around them miserable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have that, you know, we have an old story. I hope you don't mind. When Jesse was little, Jesse's about hitting 40 now, I guess. She was a little bitty tot. We all took her to a restaurant. This is Deb's daughter. And, she just was Miss Pris, and she just thought she could do whatever she wanted to in the restaurant. Deb took her out 19. Man, I'm on the Lord of the increase. I apologize. 19 times is enough anyway. She would not relent until she, and did you know Jesse never did that again? She never acted up in a restaurant again. But what was Deb doing? She was saving all of us. That would grow up with, right? Am I right? She was saving all of us, but she was saving Jesse. And now Jesse is you know, the prototype of the most wonderful child you can imagine. She's just, she is just a blessing. I just can't go on about her because we don't have time, but she's just a blessing. But so we do that. So that's what we want God to do with us. Lead us, correct us. No, come on. We can do this. Look at what you're doing good. Come on. And so he wants to do that with us with finances. And, you know, unruly children make everybody else suffer. And I don't want to be that unruly child. I want to be supportive to the people that I live around. Amen. And so God will do that for me. And he doesn't do it, and neither did you with your kids, of just going, don't. He gives you a plan, and he leads you, and he shows you how it works. And most of all of this works through servanthood and obedience. See, at Victory Church, we don't really have volunteers. We have people who serve Jesus. Everyone who's, quote, on what you would call a volunteer team are just people serving Jesus. Because it's what we do in life. It is not, well, I think I'll volunteer because, you know, I might have a little time to get. No, you might volunteer at Lions Club, but you're serving Jesus here.
Yeah.
Amen. Do they still have Lions Club?
Yeah.
Okay. Hadn't heard about it in a long time. Okay. I'm in one of those moods. Okay. So, mom and dad are looking for respect in their household.
Yeah.
Are they?
They are.
I see this look on the parents' face like, Same with God. Same with God. He's looking for some respect. Why? Is he proud? Is he arrogant? No, because respecting him causes you to come up under him and with him. And he can do something with you. It's the same way you praise him. He doesn't want your praise because thinks he's something. I need for y'all to praise me. No, he doesn't need that. He's the biggest thing in the universe. And so you're looking up to him. You're respecting him.
Yeah.
And so that's what we do with our tithes and offerings. We look up to him. Listen to this scripture. Psalm 34:9. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Do you seek the Lord? Then you shall not lack any good thing. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now I pray over the obedient servants of this house, your sons and daughters. I declare the manifestation of these scriptures over their lives as they reverence you with their tithes, with their offerings today, Lord, as they obey what you have asked of them and they have found their place of commitment in this place. Your good treasure has been opened to them and they're going to receive it by faith today. Father, we're so grateful that we have an opportunity to serve you. Thank you for the blessings that belong to the tither, the blessings that belong to the giver, the blessings that belong to the servants and the obedient. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Click. If you would like to give via text, you can text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift, and we will receive it and bless it and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Now, take somebody's hand there and bow your heads, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Miss Kathy to you right now. Right now at 10:46, we're expecting turnaround. We agree with your word. You sent your word and you healed Miss Kathy. We thank you for angelic forces going forth and ministering to her right now. She will live and she will live strong in Jesus' name. I rebuke the spirit of death. I rebuke the spirit life behind that infirmity. In the name of Jesus, get out. And I thank you that everything that has been said around her bed there, if it be not of God, it is canceled and disqualified in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Miss Kathy was our second, I believe she was our second children's minister for years and years and years and years. We have all these pictures of her on the, we went to puppet show and all that. And she was also our doggy sitter for many years. Love Miss Kathy. Praise the Lord. Know all of her kids and their blessings. Go over to Matthew 21:21. All right. Now, focus. We're going to get this. Amen?
Amen.
Title of the message is All About Faith. Now, this is what we're doing from now until the Believers Convention.
Glory.
We're staying on faith until you're getting the manifestations you need to get.
Amen.
I don't care how many years you've heard it. I don't care how many times you've heard it. You need to hear and hear and lock some things into place, and then some of the new folks need to get this. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Matthew 21:21. Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt. How many doubters in the house? You will not only do what was done to the fig tree. So now you know the story, right? But also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it'll be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive them. So we're going to build capacity for faith. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith in four places. We went over that thoroughly. So we know we're to live in faith. This should be how we live, church. This should be the tool you're using. Faith, hope, and love. These are the tools. These are the forces along with the fruits of the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, the Word of God. These are the things that you're living in and living with and doing. You live by faith. Faith isn't whether you're a Baptist or a Catholic. Faith is a force from the living God that flows through us. So, now the Bible says that faith, hope, and love are the main forces. And it's interesting that they don't work without each other. They work together. You can get some hope. You have to get some hope if you're going to get your faith going, right? And, the word says that faith works by love. So we see that. So we're gonna get bigger on that as we go through this. Today, I just want to continue. I'm just going to supply some truths to you so that you can walk in your faith. And so this force is a power. It is laying, faith is laying hold of unrealities of hope and bringing them to the realm of reality by acting on the word. Now, when I use unreality and reality, those words, I'm referring to the unseen coming into the natural world, manifestations, because the unseen is real. And we know that very well. Amen. We know right now there's angels in here. We know that the Spirit of God is flowing in here. We know that there's enough power to do whatever needs to happen right here, right now. And by the way, at any time, should the Spirit move, we'll stop and go with whatever he's doing. Just want you to know that. Amen. All right. So they're real. Andrew Womack. How many know Andrew? Love Andrew. Taught us so many things. Has that real good balance about grace and faith. And anyway, he was faithing for a certain building. Y'all probably remember. And he got the slab poured. And after he got the slab poured, he didn't just get up there and walk around on it. He put tape down because he wasn't going to walk through the walls. And so he left the space and he would walk through. This is where the door is going to be.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I went over to Danny's house and I said, what's that tape on the floor? She says, that's my new couch. So we walked around that tape. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, what are we doing? We're acting on our faith. We have and by the way, it manifests. It's beautiful. So praise the Lord. So you see what I'm saying? You see where we're going here?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, unrealities can become reality. Now, just briefly, a few points to remember, and then we're going to dig a little deeper here. This is something you heard me say all the time. I want to just say it with a little bit more juice in it here, but faith is now. Now, don't let that just get, yeah, that God is good. Amen. Every time, all the time, you know. Faith is now, meaning that he's explaining something to you. If it isn't now, it isn't faith. If you're still looking at what you want as a future event, it's hope. Hope is good. Come on. Yeah, you got to go there first. But if it's still a future event to you, it's hope. Okay? Now, so you need to move into faith from hope. Hope is earnest expectation. Faith has already received. Okay? We don't receive by hoping. We receive by faith. Okay? So, this would be a good way to do it. Let me just give you three impersonators of faith. Number one is hope. Hope is when you see something can happen.
Yeah.
Everybody got it? Yeah. You see it can happen. You saw it in the Word, and you said, huh, that can happen.
Yeah.
I could have that. God would do that for me, right?
Right?
You know, oh, wait, it says goodness and mercy are following me. Okay, that can happen. You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's when it's that can happen. When something that could happen becomes something that did happen, not that it manifested, but that it happened in the unseen realm, so it's done, and you're confident about it, then that's faith.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter. Okay, let's do something easy. New car. I believed I received a new car. Once you said, let's go back up here. Does the Word say you can have a new car?
Yes.
Of course it does. They were donkeys then, but you could get one of those too if you want them, or mules, whatever. Wallace family has mules, so you saw in the Word that God wants you to get to ride to church. You didn't have to walk over here. So you're looking at your car or your Jeep or your tractor, whatever it is you want, and you see that you can have it, and you picked it out. And you're in hope. You're going, you're looking, I think that's what I want. That's hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Faith is when you're convinced that it's already yours.
Yeah.
And we're going to dig into that a little bit deeper. You're going to find out that God's already done everything. You just need to receive it. But what's going on here now is so you don't have, remember Brother Cho, Paul Yonggi Cho, and he had his desk and his bicycle and a chair, wasn't it? Yeah, and he did like Danny did. He had them over here. Here's my desk. Here's my bicycle. And they were like, you don't have any of that. He's like, by faith I do. By faith I do. Abraham called himself father of a multitude by faith. He didn't have any kids, but he did it by faith, right? So you could say, that's my car. Amen. I have a car. I have that car. I have that car. If you received it, then what do people do after you receive something? What do? You say, thank you. You say, thank you. And so you just start saying, thank you, Lord, I have my car. Thank you, Lord, I have my car. Thank you, Lord, that I'm healed. Thank you that I'm healed, Lord. I received it. But see, you found it in the Bible. Church, let me be redundant for a little bit. We're pulling everybody along here. You saw in the Bible that Jesus is the healer. You said, he could heal me. He can. That's hope. When you received it and said, I got it. I'm healed. That's faith.
Amen.
Now, did it mean you may not walk out of here limping? Doesn't have anything to do with it. You got it by faith. It will manifest eventually, but you have it. All right, we're all on the same page now. So hope would be the impersonator. So you need more than that. Manifestation happens in the natural world after it's happened in the spirit. It has to happen in the spirit, not in the head, which I'm about to get to. It happens in the spirit because number two, the second impersonator is of faith is mental assent. Mental assent. What does that mean? It means that your mind accepts the truth, which is good, but faith is a heart matter. The Word says believe in your heart, meaning that it's deeper than the mind. You're not just thinking it. It's in your spirit. You have to get it in your spirit to get a force to come out of your spirit. Church, that's true with everything. All the forces. You really want to love somebody? You really want to love them? Don't just love them with your mind and your body. Come on. You got to love them with your heart. It has to get in your heart. And if you want unconditional love to flow, then that force flows from your heart. You got to get these things out of the spirit. They come from a spirit flow. Man, I like that. That's just good. Praise the Lord. So you have to get it in your spirit. So that's the place that it starts. The mind is involved. The mind receives the promise and the word of God, but it goes to the spirit of a person. Okay. So, okay. You know that you know. I'm going to hit a home run. I know that I know I'm going to hit a home run. I know it. I'm going to hit a home run. And I did. Okay. I knew it. It wasn't like, I sure hope I can hit a home run. Mm-mm. No, you have to know. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, so I'm healed and I'm healed now. Number three, the third impersonator is desire. Desire is not faith. You can wish and hope and do all those things and desire something. That doesn't mean you'll get it. You could desire to be healed for years and not be healed. You could desire a new place socially, a ministry, anything. You can desire it, but desire needs to be there. Because desire means of Father. Desire, right? And that's a good thing. Father gives it. Delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. He puts the desires in there and then he gives them to you. But you can't get something just by desire. You're going to have to hope and then faith and then it manifests. Okay? So don't receive any of these impersonators. You can't stay in hope. You can't stay in mental ascent. And you cannot stay in just desire. You thank God once you get it done. You have to stop talking as if it hasn't manifested yet. You know, you're gonna, if you got it, you got it. Now we all mess up on this and that's what we're trying to fix. We need to start talking the truth over the fact. To desire is just to want. To hope is just to think you can have it. To mental ascent is just thinking. All right. Did that help anybody? All right. Now, important truths about faith. So let's back up to a few things and sure some things up that you probably know, but we're going to say them again. First of all, faith is not a product of reason. It's a product of the recreated spirit. It comes out of your spirit. You're a new creature in Christ, newly created. Your spirit's newly created. It's different. And so your spirit produces faith. We just talked about that. I want to say it again. But it has to be fed. The spirit has to be fed to produce. Am I right?
Yep.
It has to be fed. You're being fed right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're being fed like a fire hose almost here because I'm throwing it out there. But we can't teaspoon around here. Y'all are big. We got to do it. We got to move down the line here and do and get where we're going. All right. So you have to feed your faith. For new people, that may be something they need to know right there. The word of God in our spirit produces energy just like good food produces nutrition. That's right. Amen. I've been drinking some stuff with some kale in it. But it's good for me.
Amen.
Listen to the health people. They're calling out what it has in it. Praise the Lord. But so you got to put the word in you. And you got to put it in all the time. All the time. Now, you hear me quote James 2:17. Faith without works is dead. Or faith without corresponding action is dead. Some people say, and they kind of have this doctrinal thought that means that he was talking about earning. I don't believe that's true. I think it simply means faith without acting, faith without corresponding action. We're not earning anything from God, church. He gave us all free. Everything's free. It's our receiver we're working on. Okay. You're not begging God. You're not changing God. Faith doesn't change God. It's already all done. Faith is changing the situation. Faith changes things. Okay? All right. So you're a new creation in Christ. Your spirit is producing faith. And then what we're seeing here is that faith without works is dead. Well, what would that look like? What would works look like? You say it. You receive it. What about what we taught? Let's just do what we taught Wednesday night. You say it, you do it, you receive it, you tell it. Those things, those are all. And then, you know, if you're believing for a new car, you might want to get off the couch and go out and look for one. Right?
That's right.
If you're going to be in the ministry, you might want to pick up your Bible because it's not going to happen without it.
True.
Please. Amen.
Amen.
This is the truth. And if you're going to be in the ministry, you're going to have to be a leader. And if you're going to be a leader, you're going to have to pay a little bit. You're going to have, there's some things you're going to have to do. You're going to have to say yes to some things that you may not have said yes to before. And you have to not, you have to get a little bit thick skinned. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you about that. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, so here's what we're saying. To get, can I call it works and y'all will be okay? Because it's going to sound cool what I'm going to say. Okay. I'm talking about corresponding action. But to get works, you have to get words.
Yes.
To get works, you have to get words. And the words have to come from Him.
Amen.
Jesus had 100% success because He only said what the Father said. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go around just quoting the Bible. Hey, how are you doing? Thus saith the Lord. You know, that's not, but what we're talking about is when you're going to go after something, talk to God about it. What are you saying about it? I want a word on this.
Right.
Y'all, so you know that one of the way the Lord uses me all the time is in the prophetic, okay? So the Lord talks to me a lot. He talks to you a lot, I hope, and you can hear it. But I've got a fairly clear channel, but the Lord, when the Lord tells me something and I'm prophesying over you, I'll just let it go. But when He talks to me and He's telling me some things that He wants to happen, you know what I say to Him? And He just laughs. I say, I want a word on it. I want a word from the Word. I want you to show me in the Word that, you know, and He does. That's how much we rely on it. I'm getting ahead of myself. But Jesus always said what the Father said. And so, why? Why would that give 100%? Because God creates with words, and words, His words, don't fail.
Amen.
And so if you get the word from the Holy Spirit that's being downloaded to you, it will not return void, as Isaiah says. It's going to be yours. So you get that word and you begin to confess that word. That's why we confess Ephesians 1:16-23, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. What are we doing when we confess that over ourselves? We're empowering ourselves to be enlightened. We're going to get enlightened because we're putting that in our heart. We're confessing that. And so whatever you're going to say, say God's will. Say what God is saying. When you say what God is saying, you're going to get what you want. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask. That word ask kind of has this, that whole, in fact, just that whole scripture has this, it has this weaving to it. It's a weaving, and in that weaving between you and God, a current is flowing. A current of power is flowing. So when you say, me and God are saying this.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I see it. Woohoo. Glory.
Praise the Lord. God has a word or a promise that'll become. Okay, Lord, now I want you to help me with this because you know I could go really far out there. God has a word or a promise that lights up to you. You know what I mean by this. This is our stuff here. Okay, so Brother Hagin named his school Rhema based on that right there. It's a Rhema word. It became alive to you.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it. So I ministered for some years with some people that were Word of Faith people. They were. But they said, you don't need that. They said, any word will do. They're right. Hold on. They're right. Any word in the scripture is good. But when something's alive and it hits your live spirit, faith will happen. What they just needed to know, and I hope they did, is that you can meditate the word until it comes alive. So then any scripture would be good. Okay? But see, you're looking for a rhema word. You're looking for, have you noticed that there's different things that I've said today and different people go, oh yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, that, oh yeah, thanks for saying that. Because different things are lighting up to different people in their spirit, and it's causing their faith to rise up. Yeah. So there's a word for you concerning your healing, a specific word. All of them are good. We do the 101. We were doing them in the car yesterday, doing the 101 scriptures on healing, confessing them and everything. But here's the truth. There was about three of them that lit up more to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. And so we get this, we get these rhema words. We get these living words from God. And it, like I said, let me just say it like this. Certain words open certain doors. There you go. That makes it easy. It's like Brother Copeland's airplane. Nobody could get the door open. And so they're like, boss, we're going to have to go. And he said, well, just a minute. And so he asked the Lord, he said, tell me the exact words to say to that door. And God told him, and he walked up to the door, and he said those exact words that God told him to, and poof, the door opened. It's that easy if you do it God's way. All right. Praise the Lord. So, I think as we're stepping over here, I think that probably the number one thing, we're talking about the word here, probably the number one problem is that people choose to live off the memory of a scripture verse. It's not a rhema. Just go, I'll buy his stripes, I'm healed, buy his stripes, I'm healed. Well, go look at that. Go listen to that. Go eat that. Go. Taught that. You said, Lord, tell him. You said, and you're a covenant God. You said, make it real to you. Let it come alive to you. Am I helping anybody?
Yeah.
It has to come alive to you. And so, you can't live off the memory of a baked potato. You've got to eat your food. You know, right? It's the truth. All right, so one of the other foundational truths that I think folks trip up on is this. They fail to make God's word final authority. Okay? Church, if we're going to walk by faith and not by sight, we just need to understand that to be without the word is to be without God. This is God written down. When you look at it, when you read it, it comes alive and goes into your spirit. It's alive. Okay? And so people will not rely on what it said all the time because experience or someone else's experience has made them doubt that the word worked. Yeah, we're going to go there. Pastor John, Sandy, Sherry, and now Brother Jerry have all gone to heaven, made their transition. It's glorious for them, but we didn't like it. But if you have one thought, well, Brother Jerry's the biggest faith giant I know. And if he's gone, how am I ever going to make it here? You're not given the word final authority. Because you don't know what's going on with Brother Jerry or Pastor John or Sandy or anybody else of our close friends, anyone at Virginia. You don't know what all was going on with them. You don't know. You and God need to stay on the word. I love what my Brandon, my Pastor Brandon said. When Pastor John passed, he got up there at Christ for the Nations and said, look, Dad's gone. It doesn't change the word. It didn't. I mean, we just cried on each other. We were so blessed that we could stand together and believe that. Church, the word has final authority. Not what's going on with you, not making yourself a new doctrine because it didn't work. If it's a failure, it's a faith failure. Fear has gotten in. I promise you, if you'll learn this that I'm saying right now and don't drift off on some doctrine that somebody else is teaching, well, it was their time. That's not what the Bible says. That's not what it says. Well, you know, God was teaching Job a lesson. That's not what the Bible says. That was the devil. Well, Paul had a thorn. Well, the Bible says it was Satan. And God gave him the grace to get through it. And he did. He moved on. I just feel the anointing rising up right now. I'm telling you, we can do this. But when we come to these places, when we come to these spots where we're going, oh my goodness, this shouldn't have happened. We have to go on. Yeah, you remember the story? You know the story? The people that are on those aircraft carriers? Mm-hmm. When they're about to take off on those and their brother takes off in front of them, if their brother crashes in front of them, do you know what they have to do? Take them in tears or whatever they're doing, but you got to take the runway. Now, more than ever, we have to take the runway, church. We have to get up and take the runway. We've got to have some courage and some strength. We've had things stolen from us and from this country that shouldn't have happened. But what are we going to do? We're going to take the runway. We're going to get up and use our faith and see that things change. Amen. All right. Fruit is produced by the word going in and the power coming out. Church, God, in his desire to know, for you to know him, he's formulated his innermost thoughts and purposes in here. They're in here for you. Do King James flat out and think that you're getting it. You're going to have to find your translations. You're going to have to study. You're going to have to know some Hebrew. You're going to have to know some Greek so that you don't slip in here and think silly things. You're going to have to grow in the word. The word has truth in it, but you're going to have to know what it really said. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's get on down the path here now. So here's what we're going to start closing up with right here. We need to understand, once again, I'm going to kind of full circle back around. The idea is to just live by faith every day, every day. This is our life. It's not go get the faith off the shelf every once in a while. Mm-mm. We're going to just live by faith. We're going to trust him. Yep. And we're not just having faith in our faith. We're having faith in the God of the universe who's our Father.
Yep. Yeah.
Amen. We're trusting him. We're depending on him. And when we go into these next phases, you're going to see why Abraham was able to trust God. There were some things that God did that caused him to just be steady and just have such a great foundation because of some things that God showed him and taught him. That's why he was able to move into some places. He tried it on his own, remember? And then things got quiet for about 13 years. But when God showed up and did it his way, and you learned how to do it, and you see what God has given us. Yeah, I hear you, Lord. I will say that. Okay, right now. Okay, so it has just been made known to me in the past 30 hours that God is seeking to bless us with something so sweet and beautiful and wonderful And he's saying, won't you please receive it?
Amen.
He said to me, look, you've walked in your faith, but you used to receive a whole lot more from me than you've been doing now. You receive your word, you receive, what you want to do with the church, with the people and all that. But he said, how about just receiving some goodness from me? I'm ready just to bless you with some favor and open some doors and have some nice things happen.
Yeah.
You know, I said yes, and you should too.
Amen.
I sense that anointing that I had when I first learned Hesed. You know Hesed, covenant love. Covenant love. That he's after us. And he's not after us just to, y'all shape up. I need y'all to shape up. Come on. You've been bad. No. He's like, can I love you? Can I love on you? Can I bless you? Can I be your daddy? Can I be your friend? Can I be Abba? Can I be Abba to you? Can I touch your life today? Can we walk in the cool of the day today? Can we have a conversation? And what would you like? What do you want, honey? Maybe God wants to face with you.
Yeah.
You know what a face is? Hallelujah. Okay, Lord, is that good? All right. Live with the word as your final authority. Not what happened to someone else. You always go directly to the word itself. God's word is his will, and faith comes by hearing and hearing. Forgive and live a life of love. Live a life of love around here. Get over it. Put that stuff out of your mind. Well, I don't understand why they're doing that to me. Put that out of your mind. God will show you, and he'll make it right for you. Amen. He'll make it right. Confess the word with your mouth and believe in your words. What would that look like? I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. Remember, you're in him, in whom's? We're rolling on these again. Did y'all get some? All right, Jesse, come here. Come here, Pat. Here, Bobo, hand those out to anybody that needs one. Bobo's my pet name in case, this is not, we're just doing what God wants us to do, church.
Yeah.
We're not trying to put on some professional thing. Well, sure, we do want excellence. We want to look good. We want to smell good. We want to do all those things, but we're going to take care of the family. And we're going to put out what we need to do to see that you grow. And we're going to listen to the Spirit of God. And if the Spirit says, take it to the left, we're going to take it to the left.
Yep.
However, not politically. Because he ain't going to say that. But
it's a song.
You know, if you take it to the... Praise the Lord. Now, yes. There you go. Get them out, Jess. So, don't be offended if you're to the left. We love you. We're just the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay. Now, so, and let me say this. Since I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, put away sin consciousness. Don't always be thinking about what you've done wrong. The Bible says when you have sin consciousness, you can't do what you're supposed to do. You're so busy failing because you think you're no good. You're good. You're all right. Get over it. Get over all the stuff that you did. You can't beat me on that. I've got a long trail. But it's all gone. Washed under the blood. Forever and forever, it's gone. Amen. Washed away. You're the righteousness of God. You don't have to feel condemned. But I'm a Christian. You don't know what I did last night. You're the righteousness of God. Do what you need to do. Praise the Lord. Go to God. He didn't find out about it when you told him. The words of Brother Copeland. Praise the Lord. I love something Brother Copeland said, has said all my life. He said, when you do something wrong, when you sin, run to God, not from Him.
Yeah.
Run to God. Amen. Lord, I opened my big mouth again. Lord, I did. Lord, I forgot. Lord, I shouldn't have. I spoke out of turn. Just run to God. Lord, I got into worry. Or whatever it is, whatever level it is. You are free from those things. Well, we're fussing too much at the house. Well, that can change. Just move forward on that. Forgive each other. Don't let the sun go down. Don't let the sun go down being mad. Don't let the sun going down with, what's wrong, honey?
Nothing. Nothing.
You can at least say, I'd rather not talk right now. We'll be all right. I need to just give me some space a little bit. We're going to work this out. Right?
Yeah.
Y'all are all laughing. Huh? Jesse, you know Jesse Duplantis. Him and Kay say this, sun going down, sun going down, sun going down. You got to fix it. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God continually. Praise God continually. And this is almost the last thing I want to mention to you. 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7 says, to cast your care over on the Lord. I do not have a care. We need to be saying that every day. I'm not pointing. I'm just praying. I'm preaching, okay? This girl doesn't care. Just take it all. But I don't have a care. I don't have a care. But what about, I don't have a care. I do not have a care. I cast my care over on the Lord. I'm not taking the care of that. I had multiple things come up before I stepped into the pulpit today. I don't have a care. I can't take a care. I've got to flow in the anointing. We have to do it. You just shake your head. Okay, we'll take care of that. And you keep going. You keep going. Amen. Don't take the care. Whatever's going on, so-and-so's, I don't have a care. That gets strong in you, you'll beat the devil.
Amen.
You'll beat him. You will beat him.
Amen.
Hurry, 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 Kenneth. Aunt Ollie's dying. She's dying. We got to go now. Mama, I just got home. I'm going to eat my eggs and change my shirt. Going to the hospital. They go to the hospital. Kenneth walks in there. Aunt Ollie's already got the sheet pulled up over her head. Mama starts crying. I told you we're too late. We should have hurried. He said, put his hand on her right there and said, Aunt Ollie? She flipped that thing, opened up her eyes, says, well, Kenneth, what are you doing here? Beat him. Beat the devil.
Yes.
See, he wants to get you stirred up to react instead of respond. He wants to get you stirred up about something. He wants you to get you upset about something. And probably something you can't change all by yourself. Brother Hagin's wife. This has been Brother Copeland, Brother Hagin, a few weeks, but, or actually about 40 years for me. But Brother Hagin's wife said, Kenneth, you wouldn't even care if one of the kids died. You wouldn't even worry. And he said, well, it'd be too late then. There's no need to worry. Worry is meditating on what the devil can do. And we're not going to let him win. See, church, here's the secret. You have to beat him. Whatever it is you're after right now, he's going to put roadblocks. He'll keep you out of church if you don't say, I'm going anyway. He'll put a roadblock and then another roadblock. And then another roadblock and another roadblock until you're not going anymore. That's what he does. He'll keep you from doing what God's called you to do. Because he'll start. And if you let him, if you don't say, uh-uh, I'm not doing it. I can't tell you the times that I've walked in this door and stood in the circle. And I would have much rather been laying down. But I refuse to give him that place.
Yeah.
I refuse to give him that place. He's not going to get that place. And so I've come in here, grabbed some of the girls and said, come in here, pray. Pray right now. Pray for me right now. And so in 20-something years, I have never missed a service except if I was traveling. That's the only time. I have never had to miss for sickness because I'm not going to let him beat me. So if y'all ever see him just dragging me in here, you'll understand. No, I'll come in. I'll stand. One of the things that I tell myself too is you're not, no matter how tired you are, no matter how worn out you are, you'll get there on time because it's an honor to God and you'll stand during praise and worship. No matter how I say, man, don't you want to sit down right now? Too bad. You know what broke me of that? I watched Miss Lindsay at 90 years old stand in the Angelus Temple all through the whole long Hillsong praise and worship.
An hour and a half
before Brother Copeland came out. In the Angelus Temple, it was a day to remember. Amy Simple McPherson, her place. We were there for Azusa Street.
Yeah,
100-year anniversary. But it was so beautiful. I thought, if that lady can do it, that's where I'm putting my sights.
Yep.
So don't let him beat you, church.
Amen.
He'll try to take away. He'll try to take, well, you're not, oh, you can't do that. No, no, you're too busy. No, you're that. Don't let him beat you.
Amen.
Do what you need to do. Okay, so we're going to finish. If you consider Jesus, his word, his promises, his protection, instead of what your body is doing, the circumstance around you, or any situation, you're going to make it. You have to give the word of God final authority. When I was a little girl, Saturday was a shopping day. And we lived in San Marcos, Texas. Anybody know San Marcos? Okay, there's a square. Okay, so we took my mama and my two aunts and me, the youngest child of all everybody at that time. We took the grandmother shopping. And she had to go to like the three stores, you know, to grocery shop. And, you know, so I thought shopping day was just wonderful because, you know, you could, back then, you could look at all the cereal boxes and they had toys in them. Y'all don't get that, but we had toys in these cereal boxes. Come on. Y'all are like, what? Yes, there were toys. Tops. They probably don't know what a top is. But all these toys were in there. It was even in the oatmeal. It was cool. Okay, anyway. So then after that, we did all that. And then we would go to what you call the Five and Dime. Anybody heard of Five and Dime? Some of you younger kids are like, Five and Dime? They had something that cost a dime and a nickel? They did. And so we go to the Five and Dime, and my mom had already given me some money. So I've got money in my pockets, and I'm going into Five and Dime. The store is called Duke and Ayers.
Yep.
Duke and Ayers. They had a little man out on the front, and he played a little organ, and he had a monkey. So that made it even more fun. I'm going to see the monkey. And so, you know, you're just having all this fun as a kid, and then you go in the store, and you're kind of looking over the counter at all the stuff, and mom shakes her finger at me and says, don't get anything over what I gave you to spend. And I'm like, right, mom. And I smile over at Aunt Dorothy and Aunt Barbara, because they're there with me. And I know that they have final authority. And my mom was like, okay. Those are her younger sisters. They had final authority. And so I walked out with what I wanted and my money. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they made me pay a little of it, but just guess they were teaching me something. I'm telling you, give God and his word final authority and you'll walk out with what you want. You'll come out of it with what you want every time. Give God final authority. Give the word final authority. You have favor with him. You have favor with this word. This word will work for you. It'll work for you every time. The Bible says that it will. Isaiah 55 says the word will not return void. It'll prosper where it's sent. I've sent you the word all morning and it's prospering in your spirit right now. And you're going to walk out with what you want. Don't go put it back on the shelf.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't let the devil trip you up.
Yes.
It's yours. Well, maybe we won't be able to do that this year. You might want to try to get rid of that. We may have to put that off another year. Well, we may not be able to do this. We may not. Well, go ask God about it, because His timing's perfect. His timing will be perfect. Faith doesn't mean that you're going to say it today and get it tomorrow. It could happen. You could say it today and get it now. But sometimes things incubate. Sometimes seed time and harvest happens. Sometimes you're letting things work out. And as Brother Jerry said in his very last sermon, he said, we don't always know how God will do it or who He'll use, but He will do it. I've said, it's amazing how many times that God has sent us millionaires to help pay things that we bought around here. Amen. This church was paid, half of it was paid off in a day because of God. And then another millionaire came in and paid the rest of it off. And then God, the wonderful millionaire that He is, paid my house. I don't owe a thing on my house, on my land, on my car. So I am debt free today because God did it. And He used wonderful people. Some of the people that came here and some of the people, they're gone on now, but different people and different ways to do it, but He'll do it. And you don't have to try to figure out who they are. I really need this such and such. I wonder, you have a pretty one. That isn't faith. You know, I could use $5. That's not faith. That's manipulation.
Yes.
That's manipulation. Get the real thing.
Yeah.
Get into the real thing. God is your answer.
Yeah.
I've just had fun preaching this. I hope y'all weren't too bored. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Good.
Thank you, Jesus. Church, God doesn't change. He doesn't change.
Never.
He does not change. He's not going to change.
Nope.
Prayer doesn't change Him.
No.
Prayer changes you, and it changes things. It changes people around you. When you pray, you're not asking God, you're not trying to get Him to do something. We're going to find out in the next days, and most of you know this, it's been done according to the scriptures. You just got to go in there and get it.
Yep, that's right.
You just got to go get it. It's yours. Well, I believe that, but it just... Stop. That's what's wrong. Huh? That's what's wrong. That's not faith.
Yeah.
If you're secure in something, you're not whining about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going? We're doing it.
Yes.
We have it.
Yeah.
Have a cookie.
I believe I will. I take it. I have it. I thank you for it.
Always forgive. The six eyes of faith. You got to learn them. Praise God. Y'all received this today? Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your word of faith. We thank You for Your spirit, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank You for the Holy Ghost. We thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for what You're doing. Thank You for giving us this measure of faith. Thank You for giving us these fruits of the Spirit, these gifts of the Spirit. We thank You, Lord, for it. And I pray, Lord, today that each person received enough of what they need to bring forth, to bring manifestations into the earth of the things that You have them believing for in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. Glory to God. We command that fever to be gone. By the time you get to the house, it'll be gone in Jesus' name. Thank You for it, Lord. Thank You, 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 Lord. Lizzie, you're about to experience a place in God that is way beyond reason. You've stepped out, and here it comes. The family, Lizzie and Kevin, are coming into a place of blessing, miraculous things. At the touch of your hands, people are healed. People are blessed by the words of your mouth. You're going to see salvations in high numbers all around you. Financially, success, of course. But even more than that, there are things that are coming that you just can't even think are reasonable reasonable. You can't reason them, but they're yours. And it's all about you right now if you'll receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Someone here, I don't think I'm supposed to point them out, but someone here is, you have someone, a family member or a friend, and they have a drug problem. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom for that person's prayers. And they will pray and say and break the bondage over their loved one in Jesus' name. I don't feel like it's for me to do right now. God's going to give it to you to do. But I just say great favor as you step into this, great wisdom as you find the words that you're going to get from the Holy Spirit, and it's going to happen in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. We call Miss Pauline healed in Jesus' name. We call Kathy healed in Jesus' name. We call Bill healed in Jesus' name. Eldred in Jesus' name, healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. 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 Wisdom beyond your years is yours. Wisdom beyond your years. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right time, right place. Right time, right place. You've got it. You've got it. You've got what you need in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I'm going to move you into leadership places, says the Lord. I'm going to teach you even now how to lead. And you'll lead, and you'll bring people into such growth. And you'll lead as the Holy Spirit begins to move on people in deeper ways. You will lead in a place of the glory realm. Be ready to be trained up, for you're the muster, the call is upon you. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I would say the exact same thing coming through to you. You're a leader. You're called. Accept it. Move on it. You're going places with me, says the Lord. You and I will do much for the kingdom in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Nothing's going to stop you two. Nothing. Nothing. You'll do it by the power of Almighty God. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just one more minute, see if there's a word for anyone else. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've handed out full plates all your life. You've been dishing it out all your life. The Lord says, I've got a plate for you. Get ready to receive the blessing, the blessing, the blessing. Even in some new places, in some new areas. I even see a new strength coming, a new strength coming. And now an anointing in a particular area. One also that was left off a while back and you knew that it was time to leave it, but now you're going to pick it back up. And then miracle power upon you in Jesus' name. It's time to pick it back up. Go around and pick those things back up. It's time. You're ready to go. I'll give you the strength to do it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes and yes. Yes and yes. Yes. What you're putting your hand to prospers. But now it's going to go up. It's going to go up. I'm talking to both of you guys. It's going to prosper like never before. Prosper in the spirit. The Lord's going to feed the hungry, and you are the hungry. And God's going to feed you to a point and turn up the gifts. Turn up the gifts. Turn up the gifts. They're there. They're in you. You're qualified. Get ready to enjoy the fullness of God. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I've got the path and I've got the place. I've got the path and I've got the place. And I'm telling you, it is so filled with grace. You'll step right over, trusting in me. I've got this going, and you're going to see it about on day three. So get ready as you move into this restful place. I've got it, and like I said, it's full of grace. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Lord's got a double blessing, a double blessing, a double blessing. You always choose. You always want to go down the right path. You're always looking to help and do the right thing. The Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. Now I've got something for you, he says. I've got something for you, and it's brand new. And by the way, I've got a way to fix the things that need to be fixed. Leave it to me. I'll take care of it. You're going to see it soon. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Your word is almost like that. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. It's time for freedom. It's time for freedom. It's time to go free. You're so generous and so good and so kind, and you always want to help people and do the right thing. The Lord says it's time for you and me. He says it's time for you and me. So I'm going to give you some time now to come in, some time to come in, and let's see what we can do. I've got a miracle plan that will change things around. I'm going to show it to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now's the step up. And now's the step up. And now's the step up. And here it comes. Now you're going to get a download of the very fresh things of God. Moving forward, both of you, into new places. You've desired it. You've wanted it. You've even pressed on the Lord. I'm coming forward. And now he says yes, and you're coming right in, into a flow, into a flow. And by the way, I have the perfect thing for you in your future. I already have a house plan. I already have a place. I have a perfect place, and I'm going to show you, and it's going to be so easy. There's just an ease to move into these things. Just know that I have it there in the future, and it's coming. Also know that I'm equipping you with the wisdom you need to do the jobs you do every day of your life. Soul winning will be so easy because you will do it just by the way you live your life. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Keep your eyes lifted up. Look at me. Look at me. And you will see. Ha, ha, ha. We've got it. We've got it. We've got it. Look up. Look up in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. And now, and now, and now, and now some good things. Now some good things. Now some good things. Step into those good things. Where the rubber meets the road, there's good to be had. Just call on him. He's inviting you to a place. Say, now, Lord, you said. Now help me with this. He has specific words that will bring the turnaround. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Any little tiny grief or sorrow that's hung around your family is out in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for freedom in Jesus' name. Brand new path, brand new path. You're coming up. You're coming up to a new grade in Jesus' name and the things of God. I've got good plans for you. I've got good plans for you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Growing up quick. Growing up quick. You're growing up quick, and it's okay. But enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Enjoy it to the fullness. Thank you for it, Lord. That's part of living in the kingdom. Enjoy it. You have to enjoy things. Enjoy everything God does. It's going to be good. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. The anointing's in your mouth. The anointing is in your mouth. The anointing is in your mouth. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the leadership skills needed to do the calling in Jesus' name. We thank you for clear plans in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for prosperity for this one, the favor that is found, the door that opens. Thank you for it, Lord. Much, much, much. I see the word much written over your head. Much. You have much in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Yeah, you know when the Lord called Samuel? He kept saying, Samuel, Samuel. And God, he didn't recognize it at first, but you recognize it. You're being called in Jesus' name. Specific things are being said for you and to you. So ask him, what do you want, Lord? He'll give it to you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come here. Danny, get me a microphone, will you? Come here, Katie. Come up here. Tell me, say something that the Lord's saying right now. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Right now I'm just hearing joy. Joy, joy, joy.
Amen.
It's like just the word joy. I don't know why that is, but the room is like filling with joy right now.
Yeah.
And like the joy of the Lord is coming upon everyone. You just have to receive it.
Amen.
Let him.
Amen.
Let his joy come into your heart.
Yeah.
Just let him move in you.
Amen. But would you concur with that? Would you like to say something? Say something. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, right now there's something that's going to come, but you have to stop it. It's something that's going to be an attack for the church. But like Nina said, it's right now, and we have to go for it. There's a joy, and we have to keep the joy in the church. We cannot just let it stop. We can't let it fade out. We have to keep the fire going. My dad tells me all the time, put another log in the fire. We have to together put another log in this fire to keep it burning for God.
Amen. Amen. Well, we got a word that we would step over it. We already heard that we'd step over it. So that's good. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen.